Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am very excited because one of my favorite people, definitely my favorite financial show, is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crisis, starring Larry Moscott. Larry, nice to see you again.
Dave, great to see you too. Thank you.
This is so good. I've said it before, it's unique with your background in psychology and a financial planner. That is unique. You look beyond the numbers, you care, you have compassion, and you just are there for the people. There's no one better than you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Dave, I had never seen anything like what we do either, quite honestly. Many years ago, when I was in the field of clinical psychology, it was a great profession to be in. I had other appetites for other things, and this was one of them. And it's been a wonderful journey to be able to combine together the work I did as a clinical psychology practitioner together with money. And people say, well, what's different about that, Larry? I mean, financial planning is financial planning. Well, it is up until a point, Dave. It is until you try to fuse together very important financial decisions with emotional calamities and emotional stress. And the outcomes sometimes are not at all what you do. So we've worked primarily with folks who have lost loved ones, families who have been involved in caretaking situations. That's becoming more and more prevalent these days. And in fact, our two guests here today are going to speak to that very issue. Unexpected job losses are another source of tremendous stress. And where do I go from here and what do I do now? We work with folks who have received settlements, and those settlements may often be connected with wrongful deaths or wrongful harm to someone in some way. And there's an entire enormous amount of emotions that come along with these things. There's fear, there's pain, there's guilt, there's anger. There's a whole stew of things that if you're going to do a job in the financial field, you've got to at least navigate some of these emotional issues. We're not functioning as therapists in what we do, but we certainly take into account and appreciate what our clients are going through during some of the worst times in their lives.
And it's really difficult to make great decisions when you have these emotions surrounding you, whether it's fear, anger, sadness. So I think that's what makes this unique, is that you understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think you look beyond that, and you really are part of, you know, the healing process. Mm-hmm. The way I look at it,
we absolutely try to be. We're not just money and numbers and spreadsheet guys. We're part of the healing team. But I'll tell you what, Dave. I would like to move on, and I would like to introduce today's guests. We have two absolutely outstanding guests from two absolutely outstanding providers of services here in the Valley, very highly acclaimed, very well known, and very highly thought of. And first of all, in no particular order, I would like to introduce Laura Berger. Laura Berger is an individual who spent 20 years in the healthcare industry. She has a degree from ASU in social work, and she's decided to aim that expertise directly at the senior population, and that's who she works with. She's worked for 8 years in the long-term care area. She has been assisting families and patients in crisis, and that is one reason why she is with us today, because this is a show about successfully managing crisis. So we're very happy to have her here. Laura is the administrator of Barton House in Scottsdale and has been for the past 13 years. Barton House is actually qualified, and we're going to talk about this, as an assisted living center for those afflicted with Alzheimer's disease and other dementia. and she currently runs two 20-bed communities. We couldn't be happier to have her here. Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
In addition to Laura Berger, I am really pleased to have with us today Elaine Parker Yount. Elaine is another outstanding individual in her field, and I'd like to just give you a little introduction to Elaine. Elaine began with an emphasis on child and family studies and also worked in food administration. She graduated from the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where she met her husband, and she worked there, and I thought this was very interesting, in a very unusual capacity in the sense that she did work as a food service director, but also as a property manager for a large private student housing company. And this is the neat part. The properties were used to house seniors who came there each summer to attend a senior summer school. Kind of an educational vacation, if you would, which I just thought was such a neat idea. And it was during that experience that Elaine became quite fascinated with what's going on with aging Americans and what needs are there and how she could direct some of her talents along those lines. She moved to Arizona with her husband, who is a professor, and began working for senior summer school here in the Valley, and I might add, worked her way up to becoming president of the company. And as things go in the world of business, we all know that when you become president of a company, it involves a lot of time, and in her case, a lot of travel, and the travel proved to be challenging, and as a mom of three boys, it was kind of tough to do. So she accepted her current position with an organization known as Visiting Angels. And her position with Visiting Angels, this is Visiting Angels of Mesa. There are several chapters of those around the Valley. She is the community liaison. She is the one that makes connections between the community and what it is that Visiting Angels provide. And what essentially she does is she's responsible for outreach, support, and resources to all facets of the community. Who uses her services? Well, if you're part of the sandwich generation struggling for how to be able to help your parents who you believe may begin to show signs of needing some assistance, probably going out on Google, that's one way to do it. But a better way to do it would be to go directly to the fountainhead of experience, who is someone like Elaine. If you're a spouse, or even for yourself, you're looking for some outside assistance, Elaine at Visiting Angels would be a wonderful person to call. Or even if you're wanting to plan ahead before anything has happened, to take that burden of care and all the questions and anxiety that your kids may feel if something happened, Elaine would likewise be an individual to speak with. Another area that is developing very rapidly, sadly, but very rapidly, has to do with businesses. Employers, large and small. Employers large and small are beginning to see the effects that caretaking is having on their employees with missed hours of work, lower productivity, refusals to advance. And so the business marketplace has become a very important link to getting the kinds of help that are needed and the kinds of help that can destroy your work life as your family life maybe begins to crumble. So someone like Elaine can help with all of those services. So Elaine Parker Yount from Visiting Angels Mesa, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I would like to begin this way. One of the things we're going to talk about, since Laura Berger from Barton House deals with dementia, deals with Alzheimer's, and because Elaine Parker Yount with Visiting Angels deals with perhaps onset of dementia, but a whole host of other situations where assistance might be needed in the home. I wanted to talk for just a second about Alzheimer's, kind of lay the groundwork with a little bit of information and statistics on Alzheimer's that, quite frankly, blew me away when I read about this. I think it's fair to say, and tell me if you agree, Dave Isaac, that the very term Alzheimer's tends to strike a note of terror in most people. Would you agree? I know it's a frightening concept.
Yeah, I think that's a connotation because probably loss of control, and you observe people that unfortunately don't really know where they are at times, and it's a scary situation.
It's scary, and there most people are familiar just with fragments of what the landscape of a dementia or an Alzheimer's situation looks like. That's where an individual like Laura Berger and Barton House can come to the aid and start informing and delivering education and assessment on what might be needed. But listen to some of these numbers and some of these statistics, which I found unbelievable. These were provided by the Alzheimer's Association solely as they apply to Arizona. 78,000 cases are now diagnosed as being Alzheimer's in the state of Arizona, with a projection of 130,000 to be diagnosed by 2025. That is a lot of people. It was reported, and this is mind-numbing, that there were somewhere on the order of 340 million total hours of unpaid care provided by family and other people for those suffering with dementia, those suffering with onset of Alzheimer's, perhaps. And if we were to put a cost to that, the Alzheimer's Association figured it to be about $4.1 billion here in Arizona. So I thought that was very interesting. It also shocked me to find out that Alzheimer's is classified as a fatal disease. In fact, happens to be the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. I did not know that until I looked into that, and that's scary. Now, both of you are on the front lines in at one point or another in battling this terrible disease. And I'm going to talk about what each of your organizations do, how you do it, how you're paid for what you do, and what a consumer might expect if they contacted you for some assistance, what might happen. But I was just curious. This is just some thoughts. You being on the front lines of battling this disease, I wondered if you had a sense of what the future might look like with respect to this business of Alzheimer's. Do we imagine that there's going to be a cure? Do we imagine that the fix will be remedial in the sense that there will be a cure for it? Or like things like polio, where they didn't find a cure, but they found a vaccine as a way to prevent it. Might dealing with Alzheimer's take on, rather than a cure, a more preventive type of landscape where through nutrition, through immunization, or whatever they find it to be, I'm just throwing that out there. What do you imagine the future may look like? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Where do you think we'll be?
Well, we really, really hope that Sun Health Research and other places such as that are doing their job, because they come and they tell us, you know, we're doing all kinds of vaccines. We have medication now that's not stopping it, but it's really helping those people that are afflicted with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. You can have medication from early onset to early Alzheimer's disease and even into late stages, and that is a help. I don't know how much into the future that we're going to see a big, huge result. I do know that Barton House is full, which makes me happy in one respect, but makes me very sad in another.
Sure.
So as far as putting a name and a time and date when this is going to happen, only God knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any comments, Elaine? Any thoughts on that topic?
We've just noticed recently the use of medications in slowing down the process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of our caregivers have Alzheimer's experience, so we do get a number of clients that do have this affliction. But most of them are on the medication, and we do notice, you know, that it really has helped to make a difference. And I know there are lots of new memory exercises and things that they do, but all that does, for right now anyway, is, you know, help help to keep the mind exercised, which is really important. But, you know, I don't feel comfortable making a prediction. I can only hope and pray that, just as Laura said, we move in that direction.
Can. Certainly.
Let me just ask real quickly, is that part of the solution, you think, is keeping your mind active? Is there any connection to that?
I don't think it hurts to keep your mind active. I think it's a great thing. The problem with people with Alzheimer's disease is they can't really learn new tasks. They cannot learn. You can go back to 35 years ago when you knew how to play the game Canasta, for instance, okay? Everybody knows how to play. I'll never forget how to play that game. But don't teach me poker if I don't know how to play poker, because I don't get it.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about visiting angels first and talk a little bit more with Elaine Poker-Yant, who is the community liaison for Visiting Angels Mesa. And Visiting Angels, essentially, Elaine, is a non-medical home care organization. And I'm not sure that all of our listeners might be entirely clear on exactly what that means. For instance, how does non-medical home care differ from home health care?
Okay, well, non-medical home care assists people with all the activities of daily living to keep them as independent as possible for as long as possible. Things like companionship, errands, taking them to the doctor. Maybe they don't have family here. We can report back to that family what happens every day when we're with them or at that doctor appointment. We can do light housekeeping, help with laundry. Changing the sheets on a bed becomes very difficult as you age. You don't have the strength, the mobility to do those kinds of things. We can do medication reminders. We can do personal care assistance. As people lose continence, it becomes difficult for them sometimes to take care of that. We can help with that. Reminder to do PT exercises if they're going through some sort of rehab. It's very flexible. It can be hourly. It can be daily. It can be for a very short period of time. It can be for a long period of time. Medical home care, excuse me, is covered by insurance. Ours is either private pay or long-term care insurance. Regular home health is covered by your Medicare, by your insurance plan. And that is medication management, setting up those medisets, having somebody come in after you get out of the hospital to make sure that your condition is okay, that you're healing properly. They will bring in occupational therapy, physical therapy, even behavioral therapy has become home health. They can do wound care, very medical things. A doctor's order is needed, but they'll bring it right to your home. And we work in tandem with these folks very successfully, especially when somebody is coming post-trauma, a heart attack, a stroke, a broken hip, that kind of thing. So we'll work together to get that transition out of the hospital or out of the rehab for a week or maybe two, and then they can go on their merry little way.
Okay. Interesting information. I want to make a note that we're able to take calls, Dave Isaac. We're
absolutely
able to take calls from listeners, and we would love to have your call. If you'd like to speak with Laura Berger from Barton House with questions on dementia, questions on Alzheimer's, she's here, and she's available to answer your question. Elaine Poker-Yant is here from Visiting Angels, a non-medical home care agency. She's here to answer your questions, and the way you do that is pick up the phone and call 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. If you'd like to direct a question to one of our very knowledgeable guests, they'd be happy to give it a shot, and we'll put our heads together and try and answer that for you. Let's jump back to Barton House and talk for a moment now with Laura Berger, the administrator from Barton House. And Laura, we'd like to know about Barton House, things like dementia, things like Alzheimer's, of course, are right on the front burners of public awareness. And I guess I was interested, as we were getting acquainted and I was learning how you refer to yourself, that Barton House is considered an assisted living facility. And I wondered, why is this dementia, Alzheimer's facility referred to as an assisted living facility?
Well, that's a really good question, because I do get phone calls from people, and they'll say to me, I'm looking for a one-bedroom, and I would like to make sure that, you know, my meals are prepared for me down in the dining room. And you do have a gym and a swimming pool, right?
Okay.
And then I say, well, not exactly. And then I'll explain to them what Barton House is all about. And we are assisted living. We house 20 people in each home, and we are directed care. There are three levels of assisted living. And the caller that asked me that question, it's either going to be personal or supervisory care. We are called directed care, which is the highest level of assisted living. The next step after directed care would be skilled nursing. Okay. So the folks that are coming into Barton House, they require a lot of assistance, getting out of bed, setting their toothbrush up, you know, helping them with meals. Some have pureed food. Some can do everything independently, but their judgment isn't all that great. So we take care of people like that.
Okay, so this care can be anywhere from moment-to-moment care to something a little more relaxed than that. Very interesting. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to remind listeners to give us a call if you've got any questions at 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And, of course, this is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises, starring Larry Moscott. Larry, you got some great guests. Of course, Laura Berger from Barton House and Elaine Poker-Yant from Visiting Angels. And I'm glad I just reintroduced you because I want to understand, do you play poker?
Not very well. I use a cheat sheet.
Okay, but I thought you were great because I thought it might be your middle name there, Elaine Poker-Yant. But we will have to play poker someday. Okay.
With chips.
Anyway, we were talking off on the break, and a startling stat, and you think it might be Arizona, 10,800 turning 65 every day, maybe just the Arizona population you're thinking, right?
I think it's national because
if you put that through every single day of the year, 365 days a year, and the workforce is really dealing with that situation right now.
That's incredible because, Larry, I mean, this just shows with the baby boomer generation and Alzheimer and dementia, that stands a chance to really put a burden, emotional burden, financial burden on families and the healthcare system, you name it. This is an important topic
today.
That's
true, and it's growing every day, Dave. Every day it's growing. And we're very fortunate, as you said, to have two outstanding guests with us today. Laura Berger from Barton House and Elaine Poker-Yant from Visiting Angels, both working in this area of healthcare related to everything from non-medical home healthcare all the way up to serious cases of dementia, Alzheimer's, and the like. I want to go back and I'm going to say one more time. I'm going to give out our number, Dave, and I'm going to invite listeners to give us a call. 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. I know, Dave Isaac, there's someone listening to our show right this minute who has a question about this issue of dementia, a question about Alzheimer's, a question about how do I get help at home for my mom, for my dad, for my spouse. We're here. The call is free, and we'd love to take your call. Give us a call, 602-296-3632. Elaine, I'd like to revisit some of the things that Visiting Angels do, and I want to make a statement and let you address it. I think if there is any topic that is littered with misinformation and lack of information, it is the whole healthcare industry in general, but specifically home care. Most people, if they can, they want to stay at home if it's humanly possible to do so. But I think there are misconceptions about this area you work in, non-medical home care. Could you speak to that for a moment?
Absolutely. People want to stay at home as long as possible because it's comfortable. They know it. It's their safety zone. And I think the biggest misconception about it is that once they bring home care in, it may be a life sentence. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case because sometimes people are just recovering from a situation. They may have had a heart attack. They may have had a stroke. They may have had a hip replacement surgery. And we can just come in for a very short period of time. Sometimes you have a very healthy spouse and a spouse that is greatly failing. And that's a place where we come in very easily to just kind of give respite to the spouse so that they can go out and do whatever they want to do, whether it's have a social life, do grocery shopping, get their hair done, just some things to make them feel normal and not so very bogged down. We can be that respite care kind of situation, but home health can be one, or non-medical home health, we can be once a week, once a month, or we can set up a schedule and you know, have a consistency where we stay for a long period of time. We can start in a companion type role and we can move into more of a caregiver role as people age or as their disease progresses.
Okay. So quite a wide variety of services and some of them misunderstood. And that's where someone like Visiting Angels and Elaine can make a difference and sort out fact from fiction and figure out what needs to be done and who needs to provide it. Back to Laura Berger, the administrator of Barton House. Laura, we live in, depending on who you talk to, the fifth or sixth largest city in the country. And there are a lot of people here. There are a lot of fabulous financial advisors. There are a lot of fabulous CPAs. There are a lot of good service providers in this valley. And I'd like to ask you this question. What makes Barton House different from some of the other memory care centers that can be found in the valley?
Well, that's a loaded question. I'll tell you that.
Give it a shot.
I'd like to answer the CPA question and the financial planning question. I think the two of the best are right here, right
all
now.
All right, then.
Okay, I'm just going to stick that one.
Okay, we'll take the accolades, too, right?
Absolutely.
I would say one of the biggest things is a daily routine. You have to have a daily routine. It's very important. When I say daily routine, what I mean is you do something the same every single day. Every single day they wake up, right? We all hope we mm-hmm. wake up. But every single day they wake up, some go to bed late, some wake up early, some don't want to get up till 9 or 10. And I know a lot of the other centers, you know, if you're not up by 8 or 9, you don't get your breakfast. At Barton House, we have four meals a day. So when they get up whenever they want to get up. So they're up, they have their breakfast, whatever they're going to have, and then we go right into brunch. And brunch is at 10:30, and we really want everybody up for brunch. That's part of the routine. They know somewhere something fun is going to happen right after brunch, and that's when we go into a two-hour group activity. Okay? Then we have our lunch at 1:30. I know it sounds like a routine, but the day is very, very full. Then we have what's called quiet time between 2 and 4. If these folks don't have quiet time, they're like, picture a kindergartner, preschooler, they're up, they're running, they're having a great time, and they need some downtime. If they don't have their downtime, they get cranky, they get irritable. It's called sundowning. Anybody ever hear that?
No.
Sundowning is when the sun starts to go down, the people get a little more restless. They get a little more exit-seeking. They just, they're not themselves. They become unglued if they don't have a little downtime, okay? We also require our staff to be comfortable. Don't wear name tags. Don't wear scrubs. Half of these people think we live here. You know, every now and then I'm a caregiver on the floor. Hey, isn't it time you get ready for bed? It's like 9 o'clock. Well, I want to stay up a little longer. Well, you know, I'm going to go to my room right now, so I'll meet you over there. So I kind of live in the reality. Another nice thing is we have a big open kitchen. The cook is part of our group that has a second set of eyes on the residents. And he interacts with them all day long. We have rooms that are painted all different colors. Every fourth room, it starts over. We have little memory boxes. Everything is about memory, and that's why Barton House was built. So I would have to say, with all that plus another, I don't want to bore anybody, but it's very interesting because the house was built from scratch, from the ground up, for people with dementia.
Very interesting. An interesting blend of routine and flexibility provides what I'm imagining is a very normal feeling environment.
And it sounds like the house itself is a therapeutic tool, because you said it was built for dementia, and everything you said about this facility is about memory. So you have it built into the fabric.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
That's true, Dave. I personally have visited Barton House and have toured the facility. It's a fabulous, fabulous facility. Very well thought out, and very, the delivery of services just felt right. It felt good there. And it's that, as we said earlier in the show, this is such a loaded topic filled with fear, filled with anxiety, and misinformation. The feeling in Barton House was a very good feeling. And Laura, you've got a comment.
I do. I have a comment. I have two comments.
All right,
number
then.
One, people say to me all the time, it must be so sad that you have to work in a place like Barton House and everybody, you know, they're all their memories gone. And not really. Here's two stories for you really fast. I was assisting a resident to the bathroom. And I was getting her hair brushed, and she looked in the mirror, and she said, "Oh, my God, I look just like my father's mother." Well, I had a crack up over that, right? So we laughed about that. And then I had another guy. He said, or the activity director, I should say, asked one of our seniors, and she said, well, how old are you? We always love to see how old they think they are. And he said, I'm 30. And the younger resident that was sitting next to him said, well, if you're 30, you're not going to make it to 31. Oh, yeah. So, yes, we do have levity. We do have sadness. We do cry. We do go to a lot of funerals. But you know what? It's a great place to be if you're an older person and a younger person. We have people that we have three people that are under 65 that live there.
Oh, my.
Is that right? Wow. And you're a blessing to all the people that live there.
Well, I should be visiting angels because I do have a halo. But
Elaine Pokeryant from Visiting Angels. Let's sort of back off for a moment on the very serious side of, let's say, dementia or full-blown Alzheimer's, to where perhaps someone, a mom, a dad, a spouse, an aunt, an uncle, someone really just needs some caregiving at home, maybe some lighter weight types of assistance, but assistance nevertheless. I know in talking with my clients, with my friends, with my family, that people don't know an awful lot about this idea of bringing a caregiver into your home. If it was appropriate to have a caregiver come into your home, what do you want to look for in a caregiver? Tell us about the process, what to look for, what to avoid, and what to embrace.
Well, for starters, do your homework. And I'm going to steal a quote from a good friend of mine, Dr. Kristen Bishop. She's a naturopath physician here in the Valley. But people shop more for their cell phones than they do their health care. And we really need to take that into consideration when we're looking, because there are all kinds of tools that you can use. And they're very simple if you think about it, but it's a matter of just taking the time to think about it. You're bringing a service into your home. Certainly you could bring a private service, but with that, a lot of the responsibility comes on you for payroll, for what happens if they can't show up. If you pick a service that is certified, you know, they're insured, they're bonded. If they can't show up, they've got somebody waiting in the wings that can come. So make sure that's the case. Are they background checked? Have these folks been drug tested? Non-medical home care is not under the scrutiny necessarily of the state. We want some kind of monitoring system. So there is the Arizona Non-Medical Home Care Association, which actually our owner, Bob Daly, was one of the founding members of ASNAHA. And those things are standard for all the ASNAHA members. So use that list as a starting point. Anytime somebody's looking to get any kind of care, you should shop around. You should look at options, not just one. But that ensures that you have those basic things taken into consideration. How long has the company been around? What kind of experience do the caregivers have? What do they bring to the table? Are they asking you for upfront deposits? Because there's no reason for that. You shouldn't have to put any money up front. What's the cancellation policy? Do they have options if there's a change in the health of the loved one that needs help? If there's a change in their residence? If there's a change in their competence? That should all be something that you question, because you shouldn't have to pay. I've talked to many a financial advisor who gets a bill when somebody has passed away from a home care agency that, you know, they were scheduled for the week and there's the bill for the week, but Mrs. Anderson died on Monday. Those people don't pay those bills out. Why do those people even think that they should deserve to get that payment? You know, those are all questions that you should ask. Are the contracts binding? What's your flexibility? Our policy is 24 hours to get care, 24 hours to cancel care. Boom. So, yes, and one of the things that Laura mentioned, or you mentioned, is a good feeling when you walk into Barton House. Trust your gut reaction.
Sure.
You're your own best judge of what it is. So if you feel good when you're interviewing that company, if you feel good when you're interviewing that caregiver, trust that.
Okay, good information, good advice. I want listeners to call us, Dave, Isaac. I want listeners to call and take advantage of the expertise that we have right here in the studio, available to answer any question you may have, or
and that could cut down a lot of their research
of
right
course.
Here, right
we,
now.
We have the experts yep. right here, right now. How do you get in touch with them? You dial 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. And I want to bring up a topic that I'm going to present, and then we'll go ahead and go to break and come back and talk about it. This issue of providing care, especially as it applies to the frightening scope of Alzheimer's and dementia and the life-changing event that it truly is it can be a very frightening thing for families and unimaginably frightening, I would imagine, for the person who's afflicted and maybe looking at the reality of having to go live somewhere else for safety, for health, and for the well-being of their families as well. And I want to talk a little bit when we come back from break, Dave, about what that means, what the adjustment process is like. How do people adjust? How do families adjust to this new environment? What would be some tips and some advice on making that transition a lot easier? We're going to go take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And, of course, this is Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crisis, starring Larry Moskow, great financial planner. And as I said earlier, you have the heart of gold because you really have that compassion, you know, as a background in psychology. But you as a person is really the key.
Thank you.
you're more than welcome.
Heart of gold. I really like that, Dave. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. We have two guests that also have hearts of gold. We have Laura Berger from Barton House. We have Elaine Poker-Yant from Visiting Angels. Before the break, Dave, we started to talk about this family situation of being perched on perhaps placing a loved one into a new environment like a Barton House. Laura Berger, tell us about this transition. How long does it take a family to adjust? What's involved? How do you help families? How do you help the residents adjust to this enormous transition in their lives?
Well, first of all, nobody just knocks on my door and says, "Do you have a room? Because I have a mother, and I need it right now."
Sure.
I would say it takes about 6 visits before the family is comfortable. And what we do at Barton House a lot of times is if I would say spouses are probably the worst, because when you have one spouse that takes care of another spouse, they have had that role their whole life, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, my wife really needs care. So we will invite the spouse to bring the wife, and you come to Barton House, and you sit in for 2 hours of our group activity. If it's too much, you leave when you want to leave, and you take them with you. This way, they kind of get a general idea of, oh, this isn't such a bad place. They don't just drop you off, honey, I'll see you tomorrow. This is where you live now. This is not how we do it. So we go through the assessment process. I want to make sure that the person who comes to Barton House, we will be able to care for. The folks that we are unable to care for are people that have extreme behavior problems. And if you understand what happens with Alzheimer's disease, they may start out sweet and nice, and then they have mood swings, and then they get angry, and then they strike out, or they punch, kick, spit, you name it, they do it. So what we try to do when they first come in is we tell the family, this is going to take a while. I would say give it a week or two. You'll see a change within the next couple of weeks. Within a month, we're seeing a huge difference in both families and residents. Families are just, you know, I have to drop her off. Oh, my God, I don't know what to do. She's going to die there. Oh, and a lot of times they do well. And when the families come to visit, it's just like a little kid. They killed me. They wouldn't feed me. There's nothing. Oh, I just sat in my room all day. And no, I have a flip video. I take video and I send it to families. So for them to get through the little transition period, and I say it is little because some adjust quicker than others, and there was only one person in 13 years that I've been there that did not adjust. And I said in the beginning, she's too high functioning. I think you're making a mistake. The family took her from a skilled nursing facility and brought her to Barton House, and she had a cat. We take cats and dogs, by the way.
Oh, my.
And we have a house dog. But what happened was she was so miserable, and I finally said, you know, you don't like it here, do you? And she says, no. So I said I'd call her sister. I told the sister, you need to come and get her. This is wrong. She is not like some of the people that live here. So on the way out, she just looked at me and said, well, see you in about 10 years.
Oh, no.
And that was it. But it's very different for everybody, and I don't mean to make light of it because it is very stressful for everybody involved, including caregivers, nurses, everybody.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I can just envision that process of having to, say, put a parent or a spouse into a facility such as Barton House, and what a stew of swirling emotions of gratitude, and thank God there's this some place that can help me and knows what's going on and knows how to deal with this. And at the same time, it's one of those, you know, devil on one shoulder, angel on the other shoulder. At the same time, you're the person that's going to now be, in a manner of speaking, taking that loved one away. And it's just a cauldron of emotion. I can absolutely imagine that. That's not hard to imagine. And unfortunately, many of us will be experiencing that over our lifetime. Elaine Poker Yant from Visiting Angels. We've talked about a number of the non-medical care that Visiting Angels provides, what it is, how it's done, what types of circumstances you are called in to assist with. I'd like to find out a bit more about how this process begins, and I'd like you to share, if you would, some of the ways Visiting Angels intervenes just with the provision of some information that, and I want you to use the example that you used with when we met and got acquainted, about information you provided that it wasn't care, your meter wasn't running, you were just there to help someone, and you provided a piece of information that I had no idea about, and I'll bet 99.9% of our listeners know nothing about. So tell us about the process and relay a little bit about the extra value in the way that you provide some information just to help out.
Okay, thank you. We'll go back to the driving issue. That's the key word, to go back to the driving issue. You get service by just calling our office, and we will come out and we will do an assessment of the loved one. And it's about 4 pages long, and it allows us to pick an appropriate caregiver. And one of the things that makes Visiting Angels unique is that we really focus on the relationship. We may get somebody who simply needs a companion, but as age progresses, as the year goes on, as a disease progresses, we want to build that relationship, and we want that client to feel safe and to feel comfortable. So we always give everybody a primary and a secondary caregiver so that there's continuity of care. Every single one of our caregivers has Alzheimer's experience. They all have a minimum of several years' experience taking care of people who've had medical issues. So that's something big to bring to the table. When we do that assessment, we're asking them all kinds of questions so we can see maybe there are just some little things that we can offer up to help. We have really, by default, become a resource agency, but we have taken that by the reins and by design made ourselves a resource agency. So, for instance, the instance you were talking about, a very touchy subject for a family is, Mom can't drive anymore. She's crazy. It's not safe. I don't know what to do. But you don't want to be the person to go over the cross those lines of your relationship and bring that uncomfortable subject up. There are two very simple ways to deal with this. One of the ways is to speak with their doctor, especially if they've had a long term relationship with their doctor. It's somebody that they trust. They are the knowledgeable one. The doctor can tell them, you know, Lucille, you can't drive anymore. And that's a whole lot easier. And then the child can be supportive and help figure out ways to deal with options. Another way to do it, if you don't have that beautiful family dynamic or that good doctor situation, is if you go to the Arizona Department of Transportation website, the DMV, they've got a list on their website of forms, and if you go to the forms, the first, and you click over, there's specific forms. There's form 960469, and that is called the Driver Condition Behavior Report. And you fill this out, and it is anonymous. You have to fill out all your contact information, but that information will never become known to the client. They will get a letter from the DMV asking them to come in for a routine driving test. And if within 30 days they don't come in for that test, their license is automatically suspended. But this is a great way to sort of take the heat off the family and, you know, put it into a very third-party situation. So,
had you ever heard of such a thing, Dan?
I have never heard of that.
I never had. I thought that was just fantastic because on our very show here, we took a call. I think it was our last show. From an individual who had that very situation. When is it time to stop driving, and how do you do it? What are the options? How can we do this from a position of love and a position of caring, not as a policeman and someone who's standing in the way of freedom?
And this kind of education is very critical from what we do. We have a series of seminars called Sandwich Generation Seminars that we have an elder attorney, we have a naturopath physician, we have a life coach, we have myself, and we talk about all the different resources that people don't know. Those will be listed on our website in about 3 weeks. But I also go to any community that will have me and give these talks on all different kinds of little tips like this that people don't know about: moving services, transportation services, mobile doctors, those kinds of things. I also have, it started last month, the second Wednesday of every month in all the Southeast Valley living sections of the Arizona Republic, a column that talks about helping families with the care of elders, and I will address all these kinds of tips each month.
Thank you. That's wonderful information. Probably our last question for today, and I want to be sure that listeners know how to contact our guests, and we're going to give them a moment, but I think one of the biggest questions that people ask when they notice a deterioration in a family member is, when is it time? When is a good time to consider putting mom, dad, spouse into a facility, or at least being assessed for such a thing? Laura Berger, address that question, if you would.
Well, I've picked out my room. I know that. When I retire, that's part of my benefit package.
Nice.
No, seriously, you will know. Believe me, that little voice in your head is going to be talking to you. What's going to happen is you're going to see the sleeping patterns. They're going to change. The hygiene isn't going to be what it used to be, that's for sure. They don't make good judgment calls anymore. You know, the telephone scammers are pouncing on them. But what I say is, don't wait too long, because I've had it many, many times. Spouses will come to me and say, you know, so-and-so, my husband needs to be there, but I just can't let go yet. So I say, but he needs to come now. Well, guess what? APS, not your friendly utility company. APS is Adult Protective Services. They get wind of it when they get picked up by the police, when they get lost, and guess what happens? They take over. So I just warn everybody out there, when it's time, you need to start looking.
Okay, excellent information. What a great show today, Dave Isaac, filled with information, and I want to be absolutely sure that our listeners are able to get in touch with our two very knowledgeable, very experienced guests, and I would like to give them a chance to relay their contact information. If you've heard anything that you have questions about, get a pencil right now and write down this information. Laura Berger from Barton House, how do people get a hold of you and get information?
They give me a call, 480-991-9912. We made it really simple.
Is there a website to
yes,
visit?
Yes, yes, yes. Glad you asked. TheBartonHouse.com. You don't want to just put in Barton House or you get something in Florida, but you put the in front of it, thebartonhouse.com, and we have a beautiful website with all our contact information.
Beautiful. Be sure you wrote that information down. I'm Elaine Poker-Yan. I'm from Visiting Angels. Do the same thing. How can people direct a question to you and get some information?
Calling the office at 480-833-8247. Again, 480-833-8247, or checking out our website, www.visitingangelsaz.com.
Okay, wow.
Phenomenal. This has been a valuable show. And Larry, let's not forget you. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, Dave. We had a spot on earlier during the show, but our information can be accessed by way of RIIAdvisors.com. www.riiadvisors.com, or you can even call our office if you want, 480 855-656-7033. We're located in the North Scottsdale area, and we'd be happy to speak with anyone who listens to our show.
Well, thank you, Elaine Poker-Yant, and Laura Berger, and Larry Mouscott. Great, great information. Stay tuned, of course, for our Standard of Excellence show coming right up, starring, or I should say, special guest Letitia Fry, a unique auctioneer. You're going to really like her. She's done the Super Bowl and a whole bunch of stuff. We'll be right back.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Mouscott, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.riiadvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.